This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Looking for plants that do well in those shaded areas under your trees? I'm sharing some fabulous native perennials today. Instead of surrounding your trees with rocks, which we know is a no-no, plant some companions that will help ward off weeds and add some flair. Wild geraniums are a favorite of mine. They're hardy to zone 3, grow to about a foot tall, and fill in nicely, making a great ground cover with gorgeous fall color too. Wild geranium are good for medium to medium dry soil and will handle full sun to full shade. Take a look on gardenbite.com at their cute little flowers too. If your soil is more on the wet side, Virginia waterleaf may be the ticket. Unless you have a small landscape, this plant can get out of control. Bellwort is a pretty early bloomer with droopy leaves and yellow flowers. Yep, they're supposed to droop. It's also able to handle soil conditions from wet to medium and part to full shade. Adding understory natives creates a soft landing space that supports life cycles of lots of insects. Many lay their eggs in the shelter of tree limbs. After eating their fill in the boughs, the larva and caterpillar drop to the ground to pupate. A great grass that grows to about 2 feet tall is called long-beaked sedge. It can thrive in average soils and tolerate some drought, but soils on the moist side are preferred. It digs shade or partial shade and looks great with any of the other plants I mentioned. It has a very ornamental seed head and a clump-forming nature. And finally, wild strawberry. Growing to 6 inches tall, you'll get white flowers in spring, then little tasty berries in summer. See them all on gardenbite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.